Today is Wednesday, June 12th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Peanut Butter Cookie Day. It's also National Loving Day, National Red Rose Day, and National Jerky Day. I used to have a recipe for peanut butter cookies. I mean, I guess I still do, technically, or at least I'm familiar with this recipe. And I want to say it was something very simple, like a cup of peanut butter, a cup of sugar, one egg, I think, and some vanilla extract. I could be wrong about that, but it was super simple. It was like one teaspoon of vanilla. Like, what? Although, I want to say something about vanilla. Who measures vanilla when you're baking? Vanilla is one of those things that you just eyeball it, and if you put a little bit too much, it's fine. If you put a little bit, not enough. Maybe the vanilla flavor is not quite as forward as you want it to be. And everyone loves the vanilla flavor. So I feel like that's one of those things that people don't. At least if you do measure, it's you may put more, like put a little extra, you know, a little bit of an extra shot of vanilla. When you're I do that. And when you're watching cooking shows, vanilla is one of those things that I see them just pour in directly from the bottle. They're not measuring that shit. So yesterday, I did not forget, Kathy Bacon had asked a question about traveling and recommendations for first-time travelers out of the U.S. It was very vague, but it seemed budget conscious at the, you know, one of the things that seems, Kathy Bacon, you need to give me, like, what are your requirements here for, first of all, what type of advice do you want? Do you want advice on how to save money? Maybe I'm not the best person to ask about that because I don't always look for money saving tips. You know, another thing that you might want to know is what are some locations that are good for a first time traveler to, you know, to a foreign country or something like that? Or, you know, there are many different things that you could possibly be interested in knowing. And so I'm not sure exactly what you wanted to know. So I'm going to stop myself right here and just say, if you guys hear, you probably won't, but if you hear something in the background, my boyfriend, the love of my life, has his Peloton workout video so loud downstairs, and I have the door closed, but it's very loud, and I don't know if it's going to come through on the recording, but I don't want to go and ask him to turn it down because he's going to say, "Why did you wait so long to record? I've been out running for an hour." But anyway, so if you hear it, oh well, there's a Peloton recording behind me. It is what it is. It's going to be quiet. So bottom line, Kathy Bacon, there are a lot of more information that I would have needed to give you really good advice. But one thing I will say is I think if you don't speak a foreign language, it's good to pick a location where you know that they're going to speak English, at least in a majority of the places you're going to go. Because you need, that's one thing that makes me feel really not confident even today. If I go somewhere where I don't speak the language, so I would probably avoid going to off the beaten track places in countries that you go to where they may not speak English, unless you have someone with you that can translate. And I know, and some people are going to argue with me on that and say, oh, but, you know, you can translate using Google Translate and ChatGPT and all of these things, you know, you could. But I just feel like for your first time, especially, I mean, I'm horrible because I should learn at least Tagalog, which is Mark's language, but I'm still horrible at at learning new languages. And so I prefer to know that I'm going to be able to speak to someone in English. And so generally, you know, and I would, you know, a lot of people in Japan are going to speak English, I'm sure. But I've never been to Japan, so I can't really speak to that. But you can Google it, you know, how many people speak English in Japan, whatever. So you can find that out. But if you're going to be with Scotty, it sounds like you're going to be with Scotty. Maybe that's less of a concern. And then, you know, for, I would also suggest, again, a lot of these are going to be, you know, people are going to say, Adam, I don't agree with that. But I love tours. I love a tour. Mark and I always, and you can go to a place like Viator. I don't know if it's Viator or Viator. I always say Viator. But you can go to websites like Viator and you can look for tours and different excursions and things of that nature that you would be interested in. And they tell you, you know, what language your tour guide is going to speak. So obviously you're going to look for a tour that's in English. And I think it's a really good way to get to know a particular country or a particular location that you're going to is by doing a guided tour, doing multiple guided tours. If you like to eat, Mark and I really love the food tours that we've been on. You could do a bunch of research, find all the restaurants that are serving local food and things of that nature. But it's really easy, if you don't mind paying the money, to just do a food tour. They're not super expensive. And have someone that knows the area take you to all the good food spots. And also, you want to make sure that the food tour does include local cuisine. So you don't want to do a food tour and it just take you to Chili's or something like that. But most of the time, the food tours are focusing on restaurants and cuisine that is native to that area that you're going to. So I would really suggest doing that. And I'm going to throw something else out here that I think a lot of people are not. No one is going to be surprised by this. I love a cruise. And I think a cruise for a first time out of the U.S. person is really good. Because again, everything is, your stops are all planned for you already. You could book excursions through the actual cruise line. So you can do that if you want to do that. There are various options for price range. So I feel like within your budget, I don't know exactly what your budget is, but if you were saying $5,000 to $8,000 would get you one day, a $5,000 to $8,000 budget, you know, is, you can, I mean, Mark and I, our European cruise on the biggest cruise ship in the world at the time, it's no longer, the Wonder of the Seas, I think, and we got a balcony room as well. I think for 7 nights, it was $3,000 for the two of us. And that includes, if you don't want to do a drink package or extra restaurants or things of that nature, all in, you can do that for that amount. And you could get even cheaper because you can do, if you don't want a balcony, you can do a interior room. And those will stop at various ports, so you can look and see. And you can see a little bit of multiple countries. Because, for instance, that European cruise stopped in Italy, Spain, France. I think that was it. Italy, Spain, and France. So, and we're doing a Greece cruise that's stopping in multiple locations along the Grecian coast. Would that be correct? So, you can do that. All of those things are possible for $5,000 to $8,000. Again, I don't know what your budget is, but all of the things that I've mentioned are possible. And again, I do not do first class when I'm flying. So that's one way to save money right there. You can, if you have, now I know you're, I don't know when you're planning to do this trip, but another thing is if you have a credit card that's linked to an airline, you can accrue frequent flyer miles. And you can potentially get your flight for free. My flight to Greece is 100% free because of frequent flyer miles. So that's another way to save money. Now, where you should go, I have less information about that because I don't know that location matters as much. Other than just, again, booking excursions, making sure, because the tour guides are going to be able to take you to the places that you want to go. They're going to speak English. They're going to tell you, you know, give you all the information. Cruise is great because, you know, you're going to be able to see a lot of things. You're going to always be on the ship at night, so you have food. If you don't want to pay for restaurants, the buffet and the main dining room in a cruise ship is free. And then, you know, another thing you could do is pick countries where they, you know, English is their first language. So the UK, Australia, New Zealand, other places where they speak English. I don't know. I don't know why I'm harping on that one so much, but for me, that's a big thing. It's like, oh, if I can't speak to people, I'm going to feel, you know, some sort of way. So I hope those, I've thrown out as much as I could think of. You know, alternatively, I mean, if you want to be cheaper, you could just go to Canada because you could drive to Canada. I mean, that's another country. Anyway, so I hope that was helpful. Last message that we had, just to wrap up the messaging contact, Gary in Portland says, in college, my nickname was Bugger. We added N to words. I don't know why you added N to words. So my nickname was Bunger. Everyone was barfing when they said Bugger. I don't get it. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.